Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 205th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Thank you for tuning in today. We are going to be talking about what to do when you don't know how the future is going to unfold. And you're in that state of quandary and ambiguity, what to do with that energy. We're going to talk about that so that you can, well, rest easy, trust yourself, and not get in your own way. But before we get to that, today's petit plaisir is in recognition of something that I enjoy doing quite often, and I think many of you do as well. So stay tuned to find out what it is and how you can celebrate this once a year event that is something that many of us, as I said, enjoy many, many, many times throughout the year. All right, so back to our topic of today. We're going to talk about what to do when you don't know how the future will unfold. I'm going to share with you 8 things you can do or 8 ways to shift your mind so that you too can navigate those times of uncertainty, because we're all going to go through them. They're not permanent. That's the good news. But if we are striving forward, if we're trying to improve the quality of our lives, if we're trying to reach our full potential, we're going to reach or feel that particular feeling. So I'd like to begin today's episode with a quote by Robert H. Schuller. I actually saw this quote on my local grocer's poster board or bulletin board, or it's not a bulletin board. It's what's outside the shop for the cars as they walk by, the people outside that they see. And every once in a while, they'll just put a quote out there. And I saw that recently, and I said, you know, that's actually so simple. We forget that because we always forget about yesterday's accomplishments. But he says, before I get ahead of myself, he states, today's accomplishments were yesterday's impossibilities. And so we're going to take that thought through today's conversation and just contemplate that for a moment. I was actually recently watching a documentary on Julia Child on PBS, and prior to meeting Paul, falling in love with French food, and becoming the revolutionary figure she became in the food industry, there was a point in her life where she felt ordinary, as she put it, not as special as she assumed that she was. This was after college, and also it was right after she had just lost her mother, who she was very close to. And during this time, she had met a man that she had been deeply interested in, but he had decided to marry someone else. And so she returns to her parents' California home, and she feels a bit despondent, and she's not sure of which way she wants to go, or without a clue as to what to do with her life. But then World War II occurs, and she chooses to take part in any way that she can possibly be involved in a positive way. The rest, as we know, is history in many ways, but this lull in her life provided a time of uncertainty about the future and a recognition that what lay ahead for her wasn't something that she could have predicted or could have foreseen. But she got up and she did something, and she took action, and she got involved, even though there were a lot of unknowns. No one obviously wanted war to go on, so she knew war wouldn't go on forever, but she did what she could in the time. If you are someone who listens to their life, and I have a feeling you are, but also someone that likes to plan and put the odds in your favor, you, like me, have no doubt realized that there are still moments when we've done everything that we think we can do, some that are short in duration and some that are quite long, that seemingly give no clue about how our lives will unfold. These times are excruciatingly uncomfortable. They are excruciating because we do not know if what we are doing is a lost investment or a wise investment. In such moments, we begin to question whether we should have perhaps just, quote, played it safe and not stretched so far or dreamed so big or swam so far away from the shore. While I cannot sit here and write to each reader about their situation or share with each reader here on this podcast about their situation to confirm without a doubt that all of your dreams will come true, what I can confirm is that I am on such a ride right now, and I have been on one my entire life in one way or another. But I have arrived on the other side of many of my worries in the past to see a beautiful reality that at some point along the way seemed a dream, and in many cases, an impossible dream. Today, I'd like to share with you 8 things to either do or ways to shift your mind that will help you travel through these inevitable times that will be introduced along our journey should we be strong enough to walk away from the safe route. I put this in parentheses, safe, because nothing is assured or 100% safe. In fact, when it comes to our mind, I have come to realize that we actually often fear that our dreams won't manifest because we want them so badly. If we didn't want them badly, we wouldn't give them a second thought, and so it wouldn't be a worry at all. So in this instance, we are creating a sense of anxiety that we can actually let go of, which leads me to the first point. Let's get into this. Number 1, make a plan and keep striving forward. It's one thing to be worried that your plan won't work out or materialize if you haven't done the work. That's reasonable worry. It is an entirely different scenario, though, when you have done the work and you continue to do the work. Now, this is not to say that there is a cookie cutter approach and then voila, what you want will appear. But the key is to do what you can. Keep steadily moving forward each day, little by little, tending to the necessary business and tasks, even those ones you just don't want to have to face. But once you do, you don't have to face them again or as much or as often. And then you can let go of the when, because you don't know when the when's going to happen. But you know you're inching closer every single time you do something. So that's 1. Make a plan and keep striving forward. 2, seek meaning. In Andrew Solomon's TED Talk regarding one's identity, and I'll provide a link to it, has to do with the fact that he actually thanks those who, in his experience, bullied him when he was younger. But he thanks them for where he is now because of all that he appreciates and is thankful for, because he never thought he'd have those things. But he talks about at the end of his TED Talk about identity, and he states, and I'm not going to be repeating myself, but it will sound like it. So here we go. Forge meaning, build identity. Forge meaning, build identity. And then invite the world to share your joy. Another key to the success we seek, the goals we wish to attain, is to strive towards something that is meaningful to you. Make sure you are seeking something that is of great value, if to you specifically. If a particular political issue, for example, draws your ire as to how it's being handled, step forward in a manner where you are comfortable and work for the change that you seek. As you begin to do so, you will be able to step into areas that you never thought you'd be comfortable going. But it will be your passion for the cause, if it's sincere, that will armor you from the most common doubts, and you'll just keep diving in. If it's meaningful to you, that's where your fuel is. Whatever you are working towards, so long as there is a deeper purpose that is fundamental to how you live life or wish to live it, you will have infinite fuel to carry you along the journey. So 2, make sure what you're seeking has meaning to you. 3, find the answers to the unknown questions. And I'm going to qualify this by saying, not every question we seek initially has an answer, and some never will have an answer. But there are a lot of questions that we haven't answered yet during our pursuit of what we seek that we can find answers to right now. And that's what I'm talking about. When we know the answers to our questions, we are helping ourselves relax. And based on my mistake, and I'll use myself as an example here, of not fully understanding the benefits of taking my business to the next level, whether it's a LLC or an S Corp, I wasted years and much money because I didn't ask the questions from people who knew the answers. I was fearful. I was nervous. I just let myself stay in that feeling. But then I didn't. I started to ask questions. And when I finally asked the questions from who is now my business lawyer, I could have kicked myself because my fears were assuaged because I had the answers, and the answers gave me back the power to make better decisions to determine my financial and personal future. But I just had to ask those questions. I had to find the guts to do it. Sometimes we are fearful of what we're going to find out, but often what we find out is not nearly as bad as what we think, and sometimes even better than we expect. So that's number three, find the answers to unknown questions. Number four, reflect on your past. As I look back over my past and consider the uncertain times and what eventually unfolded, I am reminded that so many unknowns that I could not have predicted eventually revealed themselves. So long as I refused to stop striving forward, opportunities presented themselves. The key is to keep striving forward, putting forth your best and most sincere effort, being present and being excited about what you might find. Use your past as a confidence boost and apply the lessons you learned along the way and keep striving forward. That's number four. As you reflect on your past, remind yourself of what you already have accomplished. Number five, leave the familiar path. This is part of the reason you are where you are, where I am, where I am. We have left the path. But what I mean by that is when we get into these moments of doubt or wondering how the future is going to unfold, we often say, oh man, that's how they do it. That's what I should have done. I should have done it that way. The thing is, you've trusted yourself this far. And that's the most important part. And if you've just done number four, like we talked about, you reflected on your past, you've no doubt probably done things that were not like the crowd back then and been successful to some degree, whether maybe it was smaller, but it's most importantly a reminder that trust yourself. If you've gotten this far, trust yourself. But here's the check. Even if the crowd or others in your field have been successful doing something a particular way, we need to remind ourselves it doesn't mean you have to travel exactly like them if that doesn't work well for you or sit well with you or feel authentic to you. But it's always a good idea to look around to see what inspiration others can spark within you. As Oprah teaches, stay in your lane, but do it your way, do it well. And the thing is, this plays a role, I think, with this as well, stay in your lane. It's not that you're going to be comparing yourself to them. You shouldn't do that. As I said, seek inspiration from them, applaud them, but you have something unique to offer. And that's why you are on this journey. The key is to learn the rules, because there's always some sort of rule, whether it has to do with the money part and building a business and the banking, or whether it's the rules of etiquette, depending on the situation you're in or of the culture that you're in. Know the rules. Once you understand the rules, as I tell my students when we learn how to do different rhetorical skills in writing, then you can break them. You can break grammatical rules if you know what you're breaking and why rhetorically you're breaking it, because you want a particular effect from the audience. Same goes with the journey you're on. Don't just do something because you think it's the right way to do it. Understand why it was written in the first place, the way you don't want to do it, and understand what the effect will be should you break it. Because this is your journey. You do want to be respectful of it, but you also want to make sure that you stay true to yourself. So that's number five, leave the familiar path. Number six, I'm going to give you a quick list of don'ts. So a quick reminder list of four don'ts. Here we go. So the first one is don't fixate on the worst. Instead, envision what you are working to materialize. We create what we believe and our energy is finite. So focus on what you desire. Use your imagination to make it your reality rather than envisioning what you do not want to have happen. What you look for, you are more likely to find. Second, don't. Don't become stuck in patterns that didn't work in the past. Instead, learn from what didn't work and do it differently moving forward. Perceived mistakes are not failures, as they often reveal to us how we can do better next time with the next idea or the next project. Third, don't. Don't see the unknown as a threat. Rather, see it as a mystery for you to solve. Become your own version of Hercule Poirot, Sherlock Holmes, or Nancy Drew, and be the detective who discovers how it can all work out, even when nobody else may think it possibly can. Fourth and final, don't. Don't throw your hands up and just try anything to see what will stick. Be a savvy adventurer into the unknown. Understand the past. Know how history has unfolded to this particular day and time, the causes and the effects, and then take educated risks. So this is number six, four don'ts. Just remember that list, because it's easy to fall into those sometimes when you become scared and uncertain. Number seven, become more comfortable with a little messiness. If every day, each wheel of your machine called life was working and running smoothly, every email was answered in fewer than 24 hours, the house was always spick and span clean, and every bill was paid in advance without a tinge of worry, and debts were paid in full each month, even while you were investing, I would be dancing if that was the case with glee for the rest of my life if that was the case. But some readers may be saying, can't you have that? Shouldn't that be the goal? And to some extent, yes, but let me clarify and qualify this for a second. Having seen what was going on in my life when such a vision was reality, where everything was running and working very well, I can say only from my own experience, and this was in my early to mid 30s, and it also happened a few times in my 20s, but most recently when I was in the previous town that I lived in, Pendleton, everything was appearing to go very smoothly. I can only say, though, from my own experience, that I saw it as an opportunity to grow, to stretch, to see what else I was capable of. And so I chose to take risks. I invested in my dreams. Now, as I advance in life, I do hope to become more settled. But the reason I kept stretching was because I knew there was more I wanted to experience, more ways in which I wanted to grow, and more I wanted to explore. Because of these pulls and interests, I needed to take risks. And I had the opportunity to do so. And from that point, when I made that decision, my mind and my office and my inbox was sometimes a mess. Not a mess to clean up, but a mess to work through. A mess that I needed to conceptualize and then put into something of a vision, kind of putting a puzzle together, in order to strive toward a dream that I could not have made sense of at the time. But with time, each of us can see the beauty of what the mess can give us. We just have to stop thinking everything must be perfect all of the time. We need to allow our lives to be messy temporarily, sort through it, take as much time as that is asking of us to do. Maybe it's going to take a couple years. Maybe it's going to take more than a couple years. Maybe it's just going to take a few months. And then toss what's not necessary, keep what is, and then see the beauty of what you were meant to find in that mess. So that's number seven. Become more comfortable with a little messiness. Understand that it actually could be a gift in disguise. Number eight, the last one. Here we go. Become more comfortable with not knowing. You probably knew I was going to come to this one eventually, right? Let me give you an example here. Julie Benezet, who in 1999 was working as a director of global real estate for an online company that you may know now, called Amazon, as they were seeking advice on how to best survive and grow their business. In her book, The Journey of Not Knowing, she shares, "I noticed that when people take chances, they get farther ahead. Too often what happens is people go a more conservative route because they don't want to deal with the uncomfortable feeling of trying something new when they don't know how it's going to turn out, end quote. The key to being willing to take these risks without knowing how they will work out is to become more comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm going to share the article from which I pulled that quote because in it she shares four approaches to further yourself in business specifically when it comes to taking risks. And while you don't want to jump headfirst without doing your homework, it is important to know that when you have already done the necessary work, you will still feel a bit of fear because you don't know how it's going to work out. Recognize this truth, become more comfortable with this truth, and it will set you free to soar. So that's number eight, become more comfortable with not knowing. Whether it is the economy that we wish we could predict, the future of the government we live under, or whether or not our boss will say yes or the weather will cooperate, the unknown is actually a norm in our lives. What lens we see this unknown through will determine how we navigate through the ambiguity that, while temporary, is inevitable. So take a deep breath, get out of your own way, follow these eight ideas that we talked about today, and enjoy the unique journey that you've chosen to be on. This is a gift you're giving yourself. Keep striving forward. Now, what I've done on the show notes is I've included three other episodes or posts that I think you might enjoy. They're in the similar arena as what we're talking about today. I'm going to provide a link to episode 100 because it talks about 10 things people who have found contentment understand about uncertainty. And then I have two posts for you that you might like: 13 life truths to remember about making progress, and 7 more signs you are moving in the right direction. All of those are on the show notes today, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast205. So just to give you that assurance, I mean, I'm right there with you, as I said, and I continually look back to remind myself. I'll go through my journals sometimes, or sometimes I'll just sit and reflect in an afternoon or an evening. And I have to say to myself, Shannon, just keep going. You got this. You've got this. You don't know when it's going to work out or how it's going to work out, but just remember what happened in the past. All right. So we still have a petit plaisir to get to. So I'm going to be right back with that. I'll see you in a few. All right, so this week's petit plaisir is actually not necessarily an item you would go buy per se. It's more of a celebration or a reminder or a way for us to appreciate what we love in our lives. And that has to do with reading and books. Now, last weekend, I had a visit from my mom. She was here for the weekend. We went to a cooking class. And then after the cooking class, we were exhausted. So we first took a nap. But then after we took a nap, we went to the local bookstore here, which is an independent bookstore, Roundabout Books in Bend, Oregon. And we were there for a good hour or so. And we sat and we had coffee and we had treats and we perused the shelves and picked up a book. And I shared it on my Instagram, and I do so regularly. I love this bookstore, but I love independent bookstores. And when I'm in Portland, I go to Pals, and there's other great bookstores here in Bend as well. But this Saturday, the 28th of April, is Independent Bookstore Day. So no matter where you are in the United States, and this is just for the United States, but if you're an independent book supporter as well, in whatever country you call home, you probably know exactly what I'm going to talk about today. It's a way to show our appreciation and to keep around what we love. Independent Bookstore Day is always the last Saturday in April, and this year it's April 28th. And every bookstore will probably be doing something. I know that Roundabout's doing a scavenger hunt of sorts with the two other independent bookstores here in Bend. Perhaps stop by prior to the 28th and see what they're up to, or check out their website and see what they're up to and how you can participate and be supportive of them. But either way, in your own way, if you love reading and you love going to bookstores, and yes, I know a lot of us order books off Amazon because it's simple and easy. I do it too. And it does save us money. But if we want to keep around what we love, this is a way to be reminded of how to stay involved. So I want to end with a quote from best-selling author Ann Patchett, who has her own bookstore. She's a co-owner of a bookstore in Tennessee called Parnassus Books. And she states, "Consumers control the marketplace by deciding where to spend their money. If what a bookstore offers matters to you, then shop at a bookstore. If you feel that the experience of reading a book is valuable, then read the book. This is how we change the world. We grab hold of it. We change ourselves." Independent Bookstore Day is on April 28th, and I hope you have a wonderful Saturday perusing in your favorite independent bookstore. And may this Saturday be an opportunity for you to just enjoy your time in your local independent bookstore. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Now, before we wrap up today, I want to give a big heads up. We are going to have our annual Ask Shannon episode coming up, just like we had last year in June. And the episode will be going live on Monday, June 25th. And if you would like to have your question answered on that episode, make sure you send me your question about anything the Simply Luxurious Life talks about to askshannon@thesimplyluxuriouslife.com. I'll do my best to get your question asked and answered on the air. And if it's anything like last year, it was one of the top episodes of the year. You can listen to that on iTunes or on the on your podcast app. It was episode 161. We covered a lot of different topics, so tune in if you haven't listened to it already. But I just wanted to start reminding you to get your questions sent to me. It could be on life, it could be on food, it could be on travel, it could be something on France. Oh, there's so many different things we could talk about. So send your questions to askshannon@thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, and your question could appear on the episode. So get those to me by June 12th. Tuesday, June 12th is the deadline to get your questions. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, now available in paperback as well as ebook and audio versions, which are available on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon. And to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonne journée.